Scatman's Audio. Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
Listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Rudnitsky.
John Rudnitsky.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
What up, brother? How are you?
Gorgeous one.
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you, buddy.
Happy to be here.
I have loved so much getting to know you and become friends with you. We were fans of yours on SNL. You were fantastic. And now you got the new project that you did with Clooney. You and Clooney are just best friends.
Tight. You guys are tight now, right?
We talk all the time.
He didn't give you his email.
I don't have a way of reaching him.
No way to reach him right now.
And
when he spoke to you briefly, you exchanged what did you say back to him?
If he would say something to me, I would say, he would be like, hey, how's it going? And I'd be like, swish goes the dynamite.
No, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Clooney. Swish does not go the dynamite.
Clooney does like basketball.
He does, so. But does the dynamite go through? Anyway, so it's called Catch 22, and it's on Hulu right now. You can see that and see our boy John Rudnitsky.
Thank you for that.
But right now, he's going to talk about dumb people doing dumb things. Dan Van Kirk has a story.
You ready?
Let's do this.
Sent in by at SWDC John O.
SWDC.
I know. A man has claimed an adverse reaction to coffee forced him to throw up in a Hastings movie theater, headbutt a staff member, and resist police arrest.
That is not true. Coffee does not make you do that.
I don't drink coffee. Is that how it goes?
Do you?
I thought it just made you shit.
I do half and half, so it's half bath salts and half cream.
So do you want whole milk in here, or do you want
whole bath salts? Can I just get one pump?
Oat salts.
Can I get half meth?
I'll take a half meth.
I'm just going to do a bath salt.
Can I just snort the coffee?
Is that cool?
Wait.
So he's claiming the coffee made him throw up. If he just left it at that, I'd be like, okay.
Sometimes my heart races and I've had too much.
Or it's stronger than I thought it was going to be.
And you could throw, all right, fine. But headbutt an employee and then resist arrest. You can't blame all
the coffee life. He was
this is like he someone was, who's got sciatica and then they get into a car accident and they're like, you've had it for like 12 years. Sure. I got to put this in there too.
Maybe he was really upset with how Pets 2 ended.
This is not as good as the first.
Secret Life of Pets. I was expecting Louis C.K. Look where we are.
Right. Here's his name. Bruce Ellery Royal.
No.
Yes.
That is not his name.
Bruce Ellery Royal.
Bruce Ellery Royal is like the one name that Wes Anderson will not use.
Right.
But it's in his list.
It's on his list.
He's like, we're not using it.
I can't use this in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, Danny Glover is ready to take this character, but I'm not going to do it.
He's like a janitor for like a royal family. The Bruce Ellery Royal. The Ellery Royal does sound like...
The Ellery Royal does sound like...
I feel like he had to say, don't you know who I am, before he headbutted that.
Oh, and everyone's like, no.
We don't.
No one knows who you are.
I'm a royal.
You don't mess with B-E-R.
Bruce Ellery Royale with cheese pleaded guilty in the Hastings District Court on Tuesday to charges of common assault and resisting police.
This is why McDonald's should not make coffee.
Right.
Like they've overstepped. Don't make salads. Don't make coffee. Stick to the disgusting thing and
bring
nuggets.
Bring back the McRib occasionally. McRib,
yes.
On October 10th, 2000.
Is it called the McFish?
No. What was it called?
What one? The fish fillet?
Fish fillet. Thank you.
Yeah, I know my fish fillet.
Fish fillet.
I bet I've had maybe three fish fillets in my entire life. Wow. But I've probably bought 20.
How come no one's ever come with a fish Philly, which would be like a Philly cheese fish?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think I know one.
Yeah.
Why does that sound bad?
Because you'll throw up and headbutt someone
in a movie theater.
By the way, real quick.
Always.
Who drinks coffee
at a movie
theater? A psychopath.
Honey, you get the seats. I just want to get coffee and the popcorn.
and the nachos.
I need to get the coffee, the bourbon, and the popcorn right now. We are going to see that movie. I need the coffee. I need the California roll. And I need the steak meth. Bites in order to watch this movie.
In order to enjoy myself.
On October 10th.
The McFish, please, as well.
Please.
On October 10th, 2018, Royale. Not usually a coffee drinker, no shit. Entered Focal Point Cinema after he said he'd finished multiple cups of black coffee in a short period of time. He threw up in the foyer, helping staff to clean it up. So you know it starts out like, I got it. That's on me.
Why is he drunk? He's just drunk on coffee.
I got it.
He's like, I got it.
Helping staff to clean it up with a mop and bucket. The summary of the facts of the case states. How many cups of coffee do you guys think he said he drank that made him act like
he
this?
He said he drank, which
yes.
may not
you
even
gotta
be
like
the right
multiply
thing.
By two.
Add to that.
Right. Yeah. You are a guest, so you can go first, Tig, or third.
Tig is in between the two of us.
I'm going to say he had probably like four cups of coffee.
Jay?
I'm going to say he had seven.
Seven? Okay.
I'm going to say he said he had nine cups of coffee.
Okay.
He never had coffee before,
no,
so you gotta give him that.
I know.
Why jump right to whatever number this is? It's too much.
Bruce Ellery Royal told the police officers the amount of coffee cups he drank that made him do all of this shit, which we will even get more into, is five.
Wow.
Five cups of coffee.
You were close.
What's that gonna do to you?
A lot.
You're straight black crazy. Coffee.
Yeah,
too.
But like it also. Your stomach is only so big. So, like, I understand why he would throw up because it fills up with the coffee. Eventually, you're going to pee it out. But, like, it gets up into your esophagus. You're going to throw stuff
up. He's had liquid before, right? Thank like, you know, like, that's five is too many
of anything.
To do fast. So, why
five waters? I would be like, take it easy.
Down.
You don't need
down.
To have all
eight
five.
For the whole day.
Yes. Josh, I'm going to say, don't assume Bruce Ellery has done anything. Ever.
I would.
That's true.
Like pay child support, anything.
Right.
He threw up in the foyer. He helped him clean it up with a mop and bucket. Royal then walked over towards the counter, pushing a staff member out of the way. That's the coffee talking.
Yeah, Jesus.
Before making his way behind
the
counter and took four bottles of water valued at $4 each. That's some movie theater prices on some bottles. $4
it.
Bottles.
Movie theaters and airports.
They got
like,
you.
Fuck
they
got you. You. You can't go you. Anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He took them out of the fridge.
John, for real. Yeah. I like went to the movie theater and like one time I was like, I'll just have one medium water and one popcorn with a refill. This is recently at the Glenda. And literally they could have said it's $36 and I would have been like, yeah, that's it. You know what I mean?
Correct.
It wound up being like still like $18, but I was like, yeah. That's what it
Whatever
is.
Whatever it is.
That's what it is.
$36.
I'm not even going to look.
Well, he gets.
Where else are you going to get
it? And you always lose the parking ticket.
Yes.
So it's automatically
$20. That's $28. Thank you.
Yep.
So he gets the four bottles of water, valued at $4 each. He then once again pushed the staff member out of the way, ending up back on the public side of the counter.
Yeah.
Crossed over.
I'll take that.
His apparent caffeine fueled behavior then escalated.
Oh.
Royale began to drink from the bottles before squirting members of the public with the water. These are just people. These are just people trying to get a popcorn.
Dude.
Wow.
This guy has lost it.
Yeah.
Coffee, I
going to have to switch
imagine?
Over to matchas,
yeah.
I think.
Exactly.
Can you imagine if you walk in the theater and a guy starts spraying you with his water bottles? I would be like, what disease are you putting on me?
What is happening right now?
The manager of the Focal Point Cinema then approached Royal, who became aggressive, stepped towards him, and headbutted him in the face.
That is, by the way, a headbutt is so personal.
That's what I'm saying. Don't.
Is so
this,
personal.
A little bit on this manager. Yeah. I'm not going to completely victim blame, but don't let someone get that close to you.
Right.
Don't let any crazy person get that close to you.
That's arm's fair. Length.
Dan, this Two. Guy.
Headbutts.
He was just trying to become the focal point of the Focal Point movie
cinema.
Theater.
That's right. Yeah.
But there you go.
See?
It was this guy's first caught. Coffee, but I can't imagine his first headbutt.
No.
You don't go directly to a headbutt.
No, right. That seems like you're...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, have any of you ever headbutted anyone?
No.
No.
I wouldn't even know.
How
you probably want to go crown of your head,
How does
right?
it not hurt you, too? How does it not hurt you, too?
Supposedly, if you do it right, it doesn't hurt the band U2 or...
Okay, thank you.
No, I don't know. If you do it right, it is not supposed to hurt. Depending on where you hit them, if you go head to head, but
head
you should probably
head.
Go head to bridge of nose.
Head to bridge of nose.
And then you'll just you'll just collapse it like an eggshell.
Wow. Yeah.
Good to know for the Arc Light.
Next time I have five black coffees, things can't get intense there.
The manager suffered a sore nose and lip, so he had headbutted him.
Here.
That could have been a height situation, too.
Yeah, probably.
You never want to headbutt up.
No.
You can only headbutt people of equal or lesser height.
That's right.
Right? Because you can't jump into a headbutt.
Right, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Your head
so
is
specific.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
The manager suffered a sore nose and lip. Police were called to the scene. Royal was approached by police and was informed he was under arrest. But
he starts headbutting the police.
I'm sure
one after another.
You come here real close for a second, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way close.
Why do we keep getting close to this guy?
You're quite a bit taller than me, so can you bend down a little bit?
Boom! Right, get him again.
Why does he keep getting
Don't make the same mistake. Come here, I want to tell you something. All right.
Can you tell you a secret before you?
All right.
Come on!
Royal was approached by police and was informed that he was under arrest, but he pushed the officer and ran away.
Of course he did.
If I'm in the movie theater, I'm like, guys, to the cops. I'm like, guys, you let him run away.
Dan, what did we say a long time ago when like someone sued someone for running over them with a Jazzy at Walmart? You're like, I guess there are no more accidents in this world.
Right.
I guess there are no more assholes in this world. You can just be like, well, that's the coffee talking. Like, coffee has never been seen. Like,
ever.
If he was drunk and he drank like a whole thing of Bacardi rum,
right.
I'd be like, well,
rum talking.
That's the rum talking.
And we still wouldn't condone it, but,
no,
like,
but you're
that
like,
checks out.
Right. You can't blame this on coffee. This is a guy who is trying to blame his assholishness on a substance that does 100%. Not do it. Right.
He was confronted by another officer and ran again. So I guess he's just running around the movie theater, not outside.
Get this guy. Why can't anybody get this?
He
deserves to get away.
But you know that frustrating conversation happened between two officers. Get him.
Right?
You're right in front of him.
He's behind the popcorn machine.
But he's white. I can't shoot him. Meanwhile, it's like that when you're playing an old guy with like knee braces in a pickup basketball game and he just like keeps hitting every single
shot. Like a weird hook shot that you can't defend.
And then like there are dudes on your team going like, guard him.
Guard him.
Right.
I'm trying. I can't get him.
He's got some weird hook shot that you can't defend.
He's running around.
It must be the coffee.
Get him.
And then you just start yelling, switch. Like somebody else has to deal with switch. So he's confronted by another officer and ran again. This is one of my favorite parts. But then Royale tripped over himself as he headed towards the exit. He couldn't even, the coffee caught up with him. He couldn't even get to the door.
Got in his own way. He just crapped his pants.
A police constable and several other police officers tried to handcuff him on the ground, but he refused to place his arms behind his back.
This guy.
He was instructed and warned to stop resisting, but Royale continued to physically resist by holding his arms rigid out in front of him. He's just doing lateral lifts, just like straight out.
And also one of these.
Give
it to me.
Right.
Get
it. Drop it.
And then the other officer is saying to the first guy, you get him.
Get his arms back.
You're yelling at me.
It took three officers to handcuff him. Defense counsel Matthew Dixon told Judge Chris Sygrove that Royal had successfully completed anger management classes and said the cinema staff were understanding in regards to the incidents.
What?
I guess the lawyer talked to the movie theater and they're like, we get it.
We get it.
It happens.
We're the ones who gave him five cups of coffee.
Yeah, we got to stop serving coffee.
That's our mistake.
We've learned from this and we hope he has
too. We need to ask every person coming in here who orders five cups of coffee, have you just recently completed anger management?
Right.
Because if not, we're giving you three.
Yeah.
Quote from his lawyer about the movie theater staff, they hold no ill will towards him.
Why not? I would hold a lot of ill will.
I would hold 100%
ill will. You got headbutted in the nose and mouth. You're not going to hold any ill will.
I think you deserve to be.
Shouldn't he be allowed?
If you're good with Royal after
you should be allowed to have a venti latte's worth of ill will.
I would heat up the hottest coffee ever and throw it
in his face. That's right.
And then rest the hot, like glass
thing of it on top
1970s
of,
coffee Mr. Coffee on his face.
I hope as a result of being arrested and being dragged through the court that you won't repeat this performance, Judge Sygrove told Royal. He was ordered to pay a $300 emotional harm reparation by
not
April
enough.
2nd.
Not enough.
Headbutts the bailiff.
And was ordered to appear in court.
Headbutt the bailiff.
We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll find out what Royal says his excuse was for all of this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town, and we should let people know that we're going to be in San Francisco at the end of June. On June 28th and 29th, we'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club right after Dan, you're at Clusterfest.
Yeah.
So if anybody gets a chance to go up to San Francisco, see us at both of those things, right?
Yes.
We'll be at both those things in June, and those are great comedy things happening in San Francisco. Cobb's is huge. We'd love to fill it with all you great people.
Let's do it.
Also, for our San Diego fans who are going to come and see us down at the American Comedy Company that we love at the end of July, we are actually going to be going to the Montreal Comedy Festival that weekend, but we are not taking that date off. We're just going to move it a little bit later in the year. Go to supersclars.com. You can find out all that stuff. John Rudnitsky, who has been performing comedy, you were fantastic on the Conan O'Brien show.
Thank you.
Doing your stand-up. Any plans to go back and do it again? I know you're working on new material, which I absolutely
love. Love the new stuff.
Well, I always come to you guys when I need help.
It is really fun to work it out.
My comedy uncle.
I love working this stuff out with you because you... First of all, very physical. This is the one thing I love about your comedy, and anybody gets a chance to see you, you notice in the same way, I realize this. So another person that we love, love, love more than anything in the world is Gar Reiness. He's the batting stance guy. Can do anybody's batting stance. You name a person, he can do it. And what he hones in on is a very small detail about what that person is, and it is a window to who that person is. You nail it on all of your characters and stuff. It's like, get that one detail that I'd be like, oh, I didn't even see that. But that for you is everything. It's everything. I just love
DJ
that.
DJ at Chipotle.
DJ at Chipotle.
Former DJ working at Chipotle.
That's right.
I love that.
I'm just going to say
that's great.
Well, you know, you guys helped me so much, and you helped me kind of see that that's what's funny about my comedy, and you make me
we give him
think
a lot
differently
of
about the
Dan
bits
does
and the
that
jokes,
too.
You know, it's
Dan
very
can,
helpful.
Dan can name like one detail about a guy, like in one of my favorite bits that Dan does. Dan describes a...
He's like, I'll tell you this
I'll
one
you
thing
one
about
description
him, and I'll
about
tell you
a guy.
Everything you need
It'll
to
tell
know.
Everything you know about a police officer at Midway Airport. His belt didn't fit.
That's all you need. That's all you need. We all see the exact same
it's
cop.
It's either too big or too little.
Right.
I mean, I'm like,
see the, you know a lot about that cop. He's got hair over his ears.
Yeah.
100%.
It's such a great detail, but it literally
all
tells
right,
you
I want to get to the excuse of why this guy headbutted people.
We will, but I want to tell people really quickly. This is the first time I'm saying this. I have the next dates for my tour. They're out
Go
right now.
Go see Daniel, please.
The 26th and 27th of June, I will be in Chicago and Madison. I'm also coming to Kansas City and St. Louis on the 29th, and Indianapolis and Milwaukee. That's all from the 26th through the 1st. Go to DanielVanKirk.com for the next leg of
go
my
see
tour.
Guys, go see
tour.
Him.
Go
you
see
will
him.
Absolutely
yeah.
love it. Love
okay,
it.
Ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At the time of his arrest, Royal told police, quote, he was stressed out, but sorry for his actions.
You know
that
what?
Is too broad.
That's not enough.
That's not enough. We talk about being specific. I'm a cop. I'm like, I'm going to need a lot more.
I'm going to say this. So, John, you are in a relationship with a lovely and awesome woman.
If you do something
to upset her, you can't just be like, well, I'm just sorry.
I'm stressed out.
I'm stressed out.
It was the coffee.
No,
yeah.
You have to give
said,
a
I
very...
I had five glasses of coffee.
Coffee. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You have to give a very
you.
Specific... Very specific apology. Dan, you know, you have to give a very specific apology in order for everyone to move on.
And I would imagine in court,
you
got to
be more specific.
More so.
Thank you. I was stressed out doesn't cover it for me.
He has not previously appeared in court. A spokesman from the Ministry of Health said that health experts only recommended drinking limited amounts of liquids which contain caffeine. Tea and coffee both contain caffeine.
Yeah, but they're still not putting the blame on this guy for drinking five cups of coffee.
It all feels
they're like,
very mild.
Everyone is like letting
look,
him off the
coffee
hook.
Will do that. That's what the
judges man. Judges like, look,
what am I going to say?
Typical coffee case here.
Typical coffee case.
Straight up coffee Folgers case.
Your Honor, we've got just another coffee case.
I cite Folgers versus
Folgers
the United
Royal.
States.
Yeah,
be royal. This is in England, by the way.
A tea contains tannins, which lower the amount of iron that the gut absorbs. Therefore, the Ministry of Health recommends drinking only moderate amounts of tea and coffee.
Great.
All right, we will get out of here on this. How old is Bruce Ellery Royal?
Let's guess
this is
the
game
AG.
We like to play.
Called Guess the Age.
All right, John, you are our guest. So you can go first, Tig, or third. Which position would
you
like to guess how old Bruce Ellery?
Do you want to hear us guess it first, or do you want
to? I think in my mind, I certainly had.
Don't go. If you got it, then go with it.
I had like 53 in my mind.
I love it. Then go with that.
Okay.
That's so good.
So good because it's a guy who should know better, but like having not had coffee up until he's 53.
I'm going to say he's 20.
20 years old from Jason Sklar.
I think the guy's like 42.
42.
Yeah. Again, I kind of am of the John Rudnitsky school of thinking here because I'm like, he should know, but he's gone a very long time without having coffee. Yeah. So his body is now at a point where it can't adjust.
Yeah. And the same guy who would do that would also not know.
That's right.
Yeah. 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 Like, I mean,
yeah.
This none of it makes sense. John, so why not 53?
You said
53.
Okay. Jason?
20.
Randy?
I'd say 42.
42. One of you.
No.
Is only 1 year off.
Oh, okay. Do you want to play who's
no,
1 year off?
No, you don't okay, get to.
All right, I'm sorry. We got to be exactly right.
But I love how much you love it.
You
I
love
if somebody
play.
Gets it exactly right, we then play a game of who thinks
exactly
who is right.
Exactly right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Man.
All right. So one of you is only 1 year
damn
off. Connie's wherever you are.
I think he's actually 19.
In that
he's actually 52.
In that laundromat, that cubicle.
41.
Shout it out to the mountaintop.
Sitting next to someone taking a nap.
Who was I talking to? I was... So I'm like sitting in, I went to go up to like, my daughter was doing ballet and at the Silver Lake JCC. Sure. And so this is, I park there for her ballet to pick her up at a time when the preschool parents who work are like getting their kids from the preschool.
Yeah.
And this woman, it took her like, I'm not joking, like 20 minutes to get her kid into the car. And it's not a bad kid, like sure. a great kid, but it just took a long
process.
Time to get in the car. And I was feeling for this woman because I was just sitting there with my buddy Bill Rotko and we were just talking in his car and just like cracking each other up. It's just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman finally got her kid in the car and I was so happy for her. And she came over because my window was down and we were just talking. And she's like, I'm a huge townie.
Oh,
and I was like,
love
oh
it.
My God,
love
I
it.
Love you. And yeah. You should have told me that ahead of time. I would have helped you get the kid into the car. But it was a great moment. And she was just telling me how my friend, other friend who listens to the show says like she just walks everywhere and yells out the age.
That's yeah. all I want.
35
for people.
She's hiking and just
love
walking
that.
Around going, 35.
53, 42, 20. One of okay. us is 1 year off.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
All right, townies, here we go. Play along. Because Bruce Ellery Royal,
mm-hmm.
the man with five coffees, a head made for button.
Mm-mm.
It's weirder when you say it like
a
that.
Head made
a head made for button.
A head made for button.
$20.
These heads were made for button.
$20 or $16, whatever it was. A lot of money in water bottles.
Yep.
Spraying 16. The public and keeping his arms rigid.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it real.
Is 43 years
yeah!
old.
Yeah!
Wow.
Thank you very much.
That's a guy who should know better.
Oh, yeah. man. This
sure
that's
is.
A dummy
wow.
close to us. Dummy. Don't do that stuff. Know your limit on coffee,
mm-hmm.
right? No one says know when to say when in terms of coffee. We
We're
should start
saying.
That right now. There you go. That's the show. John Rudnitsky. Go see him live wherever you can. Go check out the Hulu series Catch 22. He is great in that, along with Clooney, his new best friend.
I'm at the Funny Bone in Syracuse.
Which is?
Oh, nice.
On June 23rd through the 25th.
Great. Go check him out.
Yeah.
If you're in Syracuse, the Cuse, go see him. You will love watching yeah. him do stand-up.
So
very,
good.
So good. So engaging. A lot of character-based stuff. It is really
you
awesome.
Guys
you guys will
thank
love
you
it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having being here. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.